gang. Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living. We're talking prayer today. What do you think would be praying more? Men or women? Men or women? All right. Thought came to your mind, didn't it, right away? Older or younger? Who prays more? Younger folks, older folks? And this is an interesting one. Who do you think prays more often? People who make more money or less money? More money or less money? And Mr. Pew from Pew Research has all the answers for us. We'll get to that in a moment. I don't know if there is a Mr. Pew. But anyway, Pew Research will give you some facts in a moment. Dr. Randy here from the Intentional Living Center, live today, along with Jennifer and Stephen and the team. And welcome to the center, where we focus on seven words, helping you experience your life the way God intended. Today, He intends for us to pray. What percentage of people surveyed do you suspect result in saying they pray at least once a day? I was surprised with this number. Get to it in a moment. Phone line's open. I'll tell you what we're going to do here. We've got 28 minutes. We're live all across the nation. Of course, on our podcast, you can hear it around the world. And we're just opening the phone line. If you believe in the power of prayer, what motivated you to pray? What difference has it made in your life? What difference has prayer made in your life? Ready? Let's go. 888-888-1717. Prayer is a big deal. Jesus speaks to it. It says in Matthew chapter 7, keep on asking and you'll receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. That's a great reminder. Matthew chapter 6, we're reminded here, it says, but when you do pray, go into your room. In other words, don't make a big deal, you know, like many of the Pharisees did. Hey, look at me over here, I'm praying. All right, pat me on the head. Scripture says, when you pray, go into your room, close the door, pray to your Father who is unseen, then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Power of prayer. And then, of course, this verse we've heard often from the book of Psalms, Psalm 19, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. What difference has prayer made? According to Mr. Pew, Pew Research, 55% of people say they pray every day. I really find that a staggering number. I don't know what you think, Jennifer, but I was thinking, well, come on. When we look at our culture today and what have you, I thought it'd be much lower, frankly. But 55% of people are saying at least they pray every day, 18% at least every week. So the vast majority of people are saying they pray on a regular basis.
I didn't used to when I was younger, but I definitely do now. It's part of my morning routine.
Yeah.
And I love it. It has changed my life. But I also think it's what I'm praying for and about. I always thank God for giving me another day. Mm-hmm. And I thank Him for what I have. And I always ask that He make me more like in His image so I can be a better person.
That's good. All right, I'm a quizzed for you, miss. Who do you think prays more often? The young folks, 18 to 30, the middle years, 30 to 50, or over 50?
I think older people.
I would have thought so. And of course, their numbers are pretty high. The younger, less so, because they're kind of thinking, hey, life goes on, I can do what I want, you know, overestimating the realities and underestimating the realities of life. But actually, it's the middle years, 30 to 49 are the highest percentage of those who pray. And I think it's because they have teenagers. That's what I think. It's interesting, though. A lot of parents right in the middle of the stress of life and really realizing you need help.
And
right?
Maybe you feel more grown up and you're seeing, I know that that's in my case. I can't speak for everyone, but I think maybe you're, you know, feeling life in a different way, like you're saying. You're a little bit older, a little bit wiser, and a lot of things, including prayer, are a lot more important to you than before.
Yeah, you got things to pray about, for sure, in the middle of years. How about men or women?
I thought it would be women.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. like 59% pray daily and 41% of men. So women pray more. All right, one more. You make more money, you make less money. Who do you think prays more, those who make more or make less?
I'm going to say make less because they're praying about making more money.
Yeah, the less you, according to the Pew Research, the less you make, the more you're likely to pray on a daily basis. You know, and I think the answer to that one is probably pretty clear. Come on now, if you have a lot of stuff, it's easy to start becoming dependent on your stuff and not dependent on God, right? All right, we're talking prayer. What difference has it made in your life? We're talking about prayer to the creator of the universe, an intimate relationship. And if that doesn't turn your crank, then maybe you need to think about what are you chasing in life, opposed to stopping and praying to the one who created everything is there for you. Let's go to the phones. Amber, you're first up in New Mexico. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. What difference has prayer made in your life, Amber?
Every single day, it's making me stronger and independent on leaning on God more. And, you know, I've had my ups and downs, and each and every day, you know, we're not perfect. But with the struggles that I have each and every day, and just from the years on, he's always been there. And he's the best friend anyone could have, and the father that you have, that, you know, and the person that you could talk to about anything and everything. So
that's right. Was there a crisis that really turned you to saying, hey, I need to get closer in my prayer life to God?
Yeah, well, when I was younger, I was 14, you know, I got baptized and I was younger, and anxiety has always been through my life, you know, since I was younger. I was adopted when I was 6 months old by my mom, my auntie, and, you know, it's just been, you know, difficult with everything that's going on. And then my daughter got sick whenever she was 1.5. She had cancer, and I thank the Lord for that. I thank God for that. And she's 11 now. And then my son, he's 9, and God's always been there with every trial and tribulation that I've ever gone through. And, you know, with my divorce and with the relationship that, you know, I'm getting out of now and everything, he's there. And it's something that we look at every day on a daily basis of what we go through and what we're encountering, and me being alone or being, you know, feeling by myself and stuff like that. It's just all the trials that we go through, that no one's alone, because he's always there, you know.
Yes, he does. He's always there. And yes, we do know. Yeah. Thank you, Amber. God bless you sharing your life with us. Let's go, John. You're on next in Kansas. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Prayer. What difference has it made to you, John?
It's made all the difference. I lived an intentional life of rebellion for 20-something years. And ended up getting my house raided, my family taken away, and I went to prison. And the day before I was sentenced, I got down on my face, and I said, God, this isn't working, and just really, truly turned it all over and said, God, take this. Help me. And I thought I was going to get 14 years. That next day, I got 24 years and in the federal prison system. And when I came back to my pod, I was smiling, and the guy said, you got great news. And I said, yes. They said, how much time did you get? I said, I got 24 years. They said, that's not great news. And I just knew that God had it. And I spent 8 years growing closer to God in prison, and dedicated a prayer to God every night on my knees to humble myself and turn my face towards him. And last year, about a year ago, he let me go home.
Amen. Good for you. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, your whole life's ahead of you, John. You know what?
I know.
You've got an opportunity now to take what you have learned that most of us will never experience and turn that into something that can impact people for Christ. And you're not putting it under a basket. You're just saying, look, I got on my face. I blew it. There are people out there ready to blow it today, John. You know that. And you can reach them, encourage them, pray for them. And I know you've probably got some work yourself you're continuing with, and a lot of folks will be praying for you as you continue to rebuild your life.
Yeah. It's been really beautiful, and I am thankful that I went through these trials because now I know who I am. I'm a child of the risen King, and I know my daddy, and I do live an intentional life out here of gratitude and prayer and sobriety, and I just love it.
That's life. You know, hear me knocking on the wood here. Maybe God's knocking on your door. Listen, you're messing up in life. You don't want to go down that path. But John says, hey, he doesn't regret it because it got him on his face and it changed his life. And now he's living an intentional life. Intentional living is not about people who've got it all together. It's about people who've probably got it, lost it all, and or part of it. And we're saying, hey, we want to get it back in order. And every day we're choosing to be intentional in that marriage that we've not been intentional with, the finances we've not been intentional with, our spiritual life maybe we've not been intentional with, and the path can lead to maybe minor problems or big issues in your life. And John reminds us, hey, it's a great thing to be intentional in your relationship with Christ. Thank you, brother. Appreciate your call.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Feel deeply about why and what you do. Nehemiah had to feel before he could do. And I think many times it's hard for us to be successful at things in life because it's only something on our checklist, to-do list to get done. And when we allow ourselves to feel it deeply, it can be transformational. If we're going through it with our teenagers or our young adults, the tendency sometimes is just to want to fix their problem. But if we can feel deeply about what they're going through, if we can feel deeply our response to what they're going through, it's going to prepare us in a better way to deal with that situation. That's an excerpt from this month's featured lesson for our Intentional Living community members, those of you supporting us every month. It's up on our exclusive site for members only, and we just say thank you for your ongoing support. Some of you join us, you know, can say, hey, we can give $1 a day to the ministry. It's listener supported. Thank you. Some do more, $30 a month, $50 a month, some less, whatever it is. We just want you to be a part of this family. We give you access to all of the teaching on that site. And so come and join us. And I'm going to tell you, we got some new friends have just joined us in the last few days. And I want to say thanks to them in a moment. But let me tell you how you can come and join along with them today. You can call during West Coast business hours to 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, press number 2. And it takes you right to our team. Or you can go online anytime to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Sarah, thank you. She just joined us here in the last, yesterday from Big Rapids, Michigan. Thank you, Sarah. Vicky from Cave Creek, Arizona, the Phoenix area. Patty from Madison Heights, listening to the new 93.1 in Detroit metro area. Ingrid from Phoenix, thank you for joining monthly. Dean from Portland, Michigan. And here's Annette, who joined us from Mesa, the Phoenix area. All of these just in the last few days. And so thank you so much for taking the time and making the investment to make a difference in the lives of somebody today who needs to know Jesus. And you're helping us do that together. We're in this together, holding hands, right? All right. You can join us. We're talking prayer today. What difference has prayer made to you in your life? Tell us your story. 888-888-1717. All right, Ruth, you're on in Arizona. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for holding on. What difference has it made for you?
Well, this year and part of last year, I feel like a word that God has put on my heart is been bitterness. And what I found is prayer has really been transformative in helping me, you know, not necessarily that people have wronged me in any way, but it has helped me not harbor bitterness against anyone. And, you know, that's including any family members or friends or anybody. And it has helped me be when I pray for people in my life instead of, you know, just in passing thought or seeing them when I don't just interact with them, but pray for them, it helps me to love them like God loves them.
So when you think of a name, if I were to mention a name, I won't, but if I mention a name, someone you might have some bitterness toward in the past, you would feel it, and now you turn to prayer?
Yes. Yes.
And how do you pray for them? What do you pray?
I would say probably I pray that if there's any darkness hanging over them, or if there's anything that's weighing down on them, that it may be that God may lift it from them and not let it burn their life. Yeah. And also for salvation for those who I know that aren't saved, or if I'm not sure, just for grace and for them to accept God's grace and mercy and to be saved.
Tenderness. Wow.
Yeah.
It's made a difference in your life, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, big difference. When you learn to love how God loves, not just in a deeper way, not only just being polite, you know, and interacting with them, but actually praying for them and wanting what God wants for them.
Yes.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Ruth, thank you for your tenderness and for sharing your story today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Glad you're listening in Arizona. Power of prayer. You know, what happens in prayer is not only a change of your mind, because let's face it, it does. When you change, just on a taking captive every thought, when you pray, your mind changes. But it goes deeper than that. It changes your spirit. And like in Ruth's case, those feelings. You know, the Bible says, don't let a root of bitterness start to develop. I was out in the yard yesterday. You got the little water pipe you put under to water your plants under the, and it had a leak. So, and it's like hot in Tucson, right? So I got up early, dug the whole thing up. I'm going somewhere with this story. I dug the whole thing up. It was about 10 foot long, put in a whole new pipe. I was so proud of myself. I was hot, sweaty. And Donna's saying, why don't you get some help? No, I can do this myself. Anyway, I got that all put together and I got to start putting the dirt back in and getting it look pretty. And all of a sudden, boop, another leak. So anyway, that's on my agenda to fix that. But anyway, while I was walking back to the house, I noticed there was a little green tree, the Palo Verde trees we have out here, little tiny one that was just starting to take root in a spot that we don't want it to take root. And I knew if I left that growing, it would be a problem down the road. And so I had to pull it out by the root. And that's really what the Bible's telling us. You got to pull that bitterness out by the root. Don't let it take root in your life, because all of a sudden it becomes something that's really difficult. And some of us are pruning our bitterness today. It's developed, and we, instead of taking it out, we just prune it back to keep it under control. And Ruth reminds us, you got to get rid of it. Get it out of your life. All right, let's keep going. Rhonda, you're next in Texas. Thank you for your call. How has prayer made a difference for you?
Well, I think with prayer, we all praying a lot more when we're going through hard times.
Yes.
Because I've had a lot of bumps in my road, but God has always blessed me. I was adopted, which was a blessing, when I was 7 years old, and came to live with my adopted parents at 5. But I also know that if I had not been adopted, I wouldn't even know God or know about prayer. I don't know that for sure, but I just feel like that would be the case, would have been the case. Also, I am a cancer survivor and going through all my cancer treatment, and when I had a stem cell transplant, I prayed all the time.
Imagine.
And I think it teaches us also, we need to always make sure we're praying the Lord's will and not our will, which is something that sometimes it's hard.
Yes.
Because you're trying to learn. We want to do what is best. Because God can see the big picture. We cannot.
Yes.
And I think praying the Lord's will be done. Whether, you know, and sometimes God's will is nothing that we expect. And it may not be the outcome we want. But I know that God's will is the best will.
Amen to that. Rhonda, thank you. Two things. The power of prayer when you're facing, in her case, medical challenges. God, your will, not mine. Secondly, what a testimony for adoption. The fact that she was adopted and there was in that home, apparently, that she learned about the power of prayer. And we know the power of adoption and seeing what it's done in our family and in other families. And of course, I always go back to the fact that we're all adopted if we're followers of Christ, right? That's what it says in the book of Ephesians, that he adopted us. We are adopted into his family. What a beautiful picture. All right, let's take a quick break. Jennifer, come back. Sue and Jason, hang on. We're talking about the power of prayer. We're going to continue on after this half hour. If you want to join us, how has prayer made a difference? Give us a call. Let's go. 888-888-1717.
We've all had those situations in life where we can either run to God or away from him. In these defining moments, asking the right questions and prayerfully making decisions can change our lives and the lives of people around us. In Dr. Randy's message, Defining Moments, you'll hear how Nehemiah and Jonah responded to God in dramatically different ways. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets this message, along with unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hope you'll do it. Thank you, Kurt. Thank you, Virginia from New Mexico. You just joined us here recently. Christine from Mesa and Stacy from Marana, Arizona in the Tucson area, listening to 104.1. Thank you so much for being a part of Intentional Living. Again, as Kurt said, 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com. Sue, you're next in Michigan. How are you today?
I'm well, Dr. Randy. How are you?
Good. Tell me about prayer. What difference has it made?
Oh, it changed my life. I became a Christian about 27 years ago. Prior to that, becoming a Christian, I was involved in a car accident that left me a paraplegic. And so I had a lot of struggles over the time that I was in. That happened at 18. From the time of 18, about 18 years later, I struggled with a lot of things, getting well again. Anyway, as I became a Christian, more challenges were hitting me. And I said to the Lord, I said, okay, I'm trusting in you. And I started praying daily. And I had gone through a breakup at this time. And I had made a list and I says, I'm done picking them, Lord. I'm praying you pick the right mate. Well, through more circumstances, I ended up going from Michigan out to California for the summer. And it just so happened that I met a guy in the office at the apartment where I lived, my girlfriend was living, and his praying, as we got to know each other and became friends, he started praying with me. And then I realized that through my prayer and his prayers that we were, that the Lord was leading us together to be together. And we've been married now 26 years.
Wow!
And it was all because of prayer.
Interesting. So you met at the point of prayer.
Yes, at the point.
Isn't that something?
We became friends, but And that friendship, one day I was having a very hard day. My grandmother was passing, and he says, I said, would you pray? And he says, let's pray right now. And when he did that, I looked at him and I thought, what a nice guy. Like, nobody prays for somebody they don't know. And I can tell you, I now stop when the Lord puts it on my heart. I'm just like, I will pray with somebody in a store. I'll pray with anybody. It says the power of prayer changed my life.
Mm.
Well, yeah. I'm in a wheelchair, but I've been married to a fantastic guy for 26 years, all because I gave my life to the Lord and said, you direct it and you lead me. And he continues to do that daily.
Wow. Now, there's a story. You know, I was thinking, thank you, Sue, for your story. 26 years in a wheelchair, married 26 years. Let me just say this. If you're dating and your relationship gets built around the power of Jesus Christ in a shared relationship and prayer, 26 years is going to probably be very likely to happen to you guys, too, if you ever get married. Okay? I think the stats and the research would support that. Now, hopefully it's not a bait and switch. We're talking about real faith where two people love the Lord, love each other, and care about putting Jesus at the center of that marriage. That's powerful. All right, thank you, Sue. I'll tell you what, Jason, hang on. We have to go off the air live, and we're going to just stay here in the studio and continue to let the machines roll and record for a program that's going to air coming up next Monday. And so if you want to join in, we just want you to share, as you've heard so far, how has prayer made a difference in your life? In what way? What difference has it made? Way to get your testimony out here and on our podcast, on our network of stations all around the country from our Intentional Living Center. The phone number is open, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And again, I want to say thanks to Sarah and Vicki and Patty and Ingrid and Dean and Annette and Virginia and Christine and Stacy, folks who've just recently joined us in the last few days of saying, I want to be a part of this thing that you're doing together with Intentional Living and support. Thank you for helping make it possible. And many others, we say thanks as well. You can find out more about Intentional Living, what it is, why we're here, what God is doing through this ministry when you go to our website at theintentionallife.com. Prayer, the power of prayer. I hope it's making a difference in your life. I'm Dr. Randy for Jennifer, Stephen, Gino, the upstairs team on the phone right now. Thank you for your support and your interest. We'll be back again tomorrow with more Intentional Living right here live from our Intentional Living Center.